Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I hope that you are hearing... Okay, apparently our signal is getting through clear to the studios of RBN. Coming back the other way, we're getting a lot of garbling right now. So something's going wrong with those computer networks out there. It's Al-Qaeda. The Al-Qaeda hackers are starting all the rest of the stuff here. All righty. Over in Lebanon, they have arrested a Mossad spy. He is now being charged, and they're going to make a big deal about this over having caught another Mossad spy. And apparently what this guy was doing was attempting to locate the Hezbollah leadership and provide precise targeting coordinates for Israel to use, which coupled together with the fact that Israeli warplanes are over Lebanon again, should concern people. Should concern people here. All righty. Now, interestingly enough, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy was paid 150,000 euros to give a 45-minute speech in Geneva in which he harshly criticized Israel. And that was kind of a surprise because this whole event was hosted by a local Jewish community. It was the Karen Hesod United Israel Appeal dinner. And they said, Sarkozy is going to speak. And he got up there and he said, Israel's really its own worst enemy right now. And Israel likes to scream that, you know, all of us activists and alternative media, I'm sorry, I'm going to call it the independent media. The independent media, they're trying to delegitimize Israel. No, it's Israel's delegitimizing Israel. Israel won't obey the United Nations. They won't even show up for the Human Rights Commission. They're committing all these obvious war crimes, crimes against humanity, stealing other people's lands, bombing other people's countries, and they wonder why they're not seen as a legitimate member of the world community here at the dawn of the 21st century. And this idea that Israel can do whatever they want and deflect criticism by screaming anti-Semite, it's worn out, but they don't seem to have picked up on that. Meanwhile, down in Argentina, as you're probably aware, Argentina and Iran have reached an accord to reopen the investigation into this 1994 bombing of a Jewish center in Buenos Aires, which was simply declared to be the work of Iranian terrorists. And Israel's very upset that Argentina actually wants to talk with Iran directly about what they know of the situation. And so they expressed outrage, and Israel said, you can't talk to them, you can only talk to us. We'll tell you what to think, and we'll tell you what to believe. And Argentina has come back and said, it's none of your business. Argentina told Israel what Argentina and Iran are doing, talking about with each other, is none of Israel's business. It's continuing a trend here. It looks like every government on earth is starting to stand up to Israel, with the obvious exception of the United States government, which you can tell by simply watching the confirmation hearings of Chuck Hagel. And it's almost amazing, it's humorous, in fact, to watch the people grilling Hagel try hard to say, this has got nothing to do about Israel. By the way, I understand some college kids had a drinking game watching the confirmation hearings, and every time they heard the word Israel, they'd take a shot. And now all those kids are on the waiting list for a liver transplant. Meanwhile, the United States has committed $100 million, I think it's probably more than that, in support of the anti-terror forces in Mali. They're going for the gold, quite literally, in this adventure. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we were talking about Israel on display at the confirmation hearing for Chuck Hagel. And a lot of commentators are pointing out Senator Lindsey Graham, by going on the attack over the idea that Israel has any undue influence in the U.S. Congress, is only confirming that's exactly what's going on. And I don't know if the members of Congress, who are so used to thinking in terms of Israel and concealing that from the public, don't understand how blatantly obvious it's become to the rest of America. Remember, Israel actually lost a lot of their influence in Congress this last election. The voters are getting the message. No government can serve two masters, and they are sick and tired of watching Washington, D.C. pander constantly to this foreign power. And I think the attitude is, and I certainly share it, if you all love Israel so much, why are you still here in the United States of America? Move to Israel. I'm sure you'll be welcomed with open arms. Run for the Knesset. Then you can stand up there and scream and wail and cry about how, you know, Israel is abused and Israel needs help, and you'll get, you know, all kinds of rounds of applause there. But I think it's embarrassing to we, the American people, to see our government spend more time and consciousness on Israel than they do on the American heartland. This whole last campaign was just this competition between opposing candidates. I love Israel more than you do. No, you don't. I love Israel more than you do. And how often did we hear, I love America? I love the American people. The American people need help. The American people are under threat. Congress has sold itself, heart and soul, to Israel. And I think we ought to give them what they want. Let's send them over there. Let's kick them on out of our capital city because it belongs to us, not to them. And harder they push to pretend that they are not under the control of the Israeli government, the more and more obvious it becomes, even to the casual observer, that's exactly what's going on here. Now, not too long ago, we were reporting about this U.S. minesweeper that ignored the orders of the Philippine government that it was heading into dangerous waters, relied on its digital mapping system, which was apparently supplied by the lowest bidder, and rammed onto a reef in a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It's also a Philippine national park. It's kind of like driving a tank over the Sequoia Redwoods. That's how angry the Philippine people are about it. Apparently, the USS Guardian rammed onto that reef so hard it can't be towed off. And now they're going to have to scrap it on the reef. They're going to have to cut it into pieces to get it off that reef. Was not anybody looking at the depth sounder? It's a minesweeper. It's supposed to have all these incredible sensors, very expensive, state-of-the-art equipment to find underwater mines, and they couldn't see that big honking reef in front of them? There's a major problem with our Navy. Got submarines colliding with student fishing boats, submarines whacking off their periscopes, colliding with Iranian fishing boats. Running onto a reef? What are they spending all that money on to wind up with such blind, deaf, and dumb platforms? I remember we were reporting on these two underway replenishment ships. I forget the names of them. Hugely expensive, $300 million apiece. And the day they were completed, they were sent right to the scrapyard because of design deficiencies. It's just all about money. It's just take money from the people, give it to the defense contractors, and we don't care if what they make works or not, which is a really lousy way to be heading into a world war. Of course, Harry Truman had to deal with that going into World War II with defense contractors that were politicking their way to vast fortunes and they weren't really delivering. Meanwhile, the FBI has now been banned from Iceland. And I would wonder why the FBI thinks it has jurisdiction anywhere outside the borders of the United States of America. But apparently, in some of their investigations regarding WikiLeaks, they basically, FBI agents landed at Reykjavik with no prior notification to the Icelandic government. And the Icelandic government said, you have no business here. You have no jurisdiction here. They formally protested to the U.S. authorities and said, FBI is not allowed here anymore. And I think every nation on earth ought to do that, because the FBI does not have any jurisdiction in any other country than the United States of America. On the other hand, if they're busy over there in all these other countries, there's fewer from here to pull all this COINTELPRO crud on the Occupy movement. So a little gray area there. More and more people are coming forward to confirm that the reason Libya was attacked was to end its gold-backed currency, the gold dinar, as a threat to the U.S. dollar, to smash that. And it's there's a documentary about that that's currently linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And it's important to look at this in the context of China announcing their backing their yuan with gold and seeking to promote it as a global reserve trade currency. And the IMF saying it's now inevitable. The world wants a reliable, dependable trade reserve currency, and the dollar is not it. Not with this runaway quantitative easing coming out of the Federal Reserve to the tune of at least $85 billion a month and probably more. And any nation, it goes all the way back to that comment about all wars are bankers' wars. Any nation that dares break free of private central bankers and paper money gets attacked. 2002, Saddam Hussein got permission from the United Nations to sell Iraq's oil for euros. Gets attacked. Saddam gets lynched. Iraq's oil is now for sale only for U.S. dollars. Gaddafi has a state central bank and a gold dinar. He gets attacked and killed. Libya's now got a private central bank and a very unhappy population. Now China's talking a gold-backed international reserve trade currency, and all of a sudden you see all this China bashing that's going on all over the media. You better start thinking seriously. Do you want a war between the United States and China? Because China really does have nuclear weapons, and they do have missiles with which to reach the United States of America. And by now, I'm going to speculate that China has acquired from Russia the maneuverable nuclear reentry vehicles. All of this ballistic missile defense the United States of America spent all this money on is based on the principle of a ballistic intercept. In other words, that nuclear warhead is just following this parabolic curve in the sky that can be predicted. And as a result, they are now obsolete because the Russians have developed maneuverable nuclear warheads that dipsy-doodle and weave back and forth and corkscrew through the sky, so a ballistic intercept is impossible. Now, the money junkies, they don't care. They have no problem with the fact that all of the wars they have started have resulted in hundreds of millions of deaths. They don't care. That's how inhuman they have become in their lust for money and their desire to permanently enslave the world to unpayable debt. They're perfectly happy wiping out one-third of the human population of planet Earth as long as the remaining two-thirds become their obedient slaves. And that's how dangerous this is right now. Another article, that we saw, this is over in The Guardian in Great Britain, where the U.S. is struggling to halt the suicide epidemic among our soldiers. And they're going on and on about, oh, what could it be? What could it be? What could it be? And we know what it is. And I posted this comment at The Guardian. We'll see if we get any response on that. But remember, not too long ago, we had a veteran call into this radio show and confirm that because our soldiers are having emotional difficulty adjusting to the reality that they are fighting wars of conquest, not of defense, that U.S. Army doctors are handing out SSRI antidepressants like they're M&Ms. And we know the SSRIs have a well-documented history of causing extreme acts of violence, including suicides. The manufacturers, in the literature they package with these medications, in that little tiny print that you need a magnifying glass to read, it says, yeah, this stuff can cause you to have suicidal thoughts. It's even on the TV ads, that little fast voice at the end there. They admit it can cause suicidal thoughts. But they don't want to admit it. We're losing more of our young Americans to these prescription medications than we are to enemy action. Do you not see something wrong with that? I certainly do. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Working two jobs ends never seen to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her walk on water, we've destroyed her faith, treated her with scorn, and made her long regret the day she was
ill. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Top of the hour, of course, Claire is going to be joining us with her perspective on what's been going on this last week. Turning to the economic news, the Dutch fourth largest bank has now had to be nationalized. And apparently worried bank customers, there's been a run on the bank since the 16th, and the government has had to take it over. Now, Barclays is now under investigation for having pulled a fast one, in which apparently Barclays lent Qatar, keep mispronouncing that, £6 billion to buy its own shares and avoid a government bailout during the height of the 2008 financial crisis. So they're just all of this underhanded fraud to try and conceal the true scale of the problem. And of course, that's what got Greece into trouble. All this financial shenanigans and underhanded dealing to hide the true scale of the problem. They didn't want to solve the problem. They can't solve the problem. It's all come back to that 11th marble. So now they're just engaging in fraud just to make things look good. Meanwhile, we're getting a story where Morgan Stanley created these toxic securities. Its own employees were making joke names for it, like nuclear holocaust. They knew it was completely worthless, and they sold it to China. All of Wall Street is engaged in fraud to some extent or another, some more, some less. In a climate like that, a perfectly honest and ethical businessman probably cannot survive. And we know from that recent magazine survey, 25% of the people working on Wall Street openly admit to fraud. And quite probably many more are committing fraud but don't want to admit it because they have a reputation and an image to uphold. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Ron in Missouri. Aloha, Ron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Do you think possibly also only the SSRI drugs might not be the only culprits to these people committing suicide? Don't they have that stop order still in place where they won't let them come home after their tour of duty?
Well, I'm sure that's part of what's aggravating the pressure. But, you know, when you look at the numbers of suicides that are going on there, military suicide is a common occurrence throughout history. But this is the first time where we have wars going on where we're losing more of our kids to suicide than to enemy action. We certainly did not see that in Vietnam. We certainly didn't see it in Korea. We didn't see it in World War I or World War II. And we know in all of those wars, as things got tight, the soldiers were being abused and kept on past their original enlistment, recall to duty, sent back into the fight. That's nothing new either. The only factor that has changed is the prevalence of these prescription antidepressants. And, yeah, there are medications that are not necessarily SSRIs that are also causing problems. In Connecticut, the Sandy Hook shooter, Adam Lanza, was on Fanapt, which is technically not an SSRI. But, again, looking at the literature provided by the manufacturer, they say that people on this drug frequently have outbursts of violence, paranoia, poor impulse control, anger. And so you need to look when you see this incredible surge of violence going back to 2008. You have to say, what changed? What is different today from before this surge in violence? And it turns out to be this saturation of our society with these medications.
What a shame.
It is a shame. And what's really the shame is the government knows about this. The manufacturers know about this. The corporate media knows about this. But nobody wants to do anything about it because there's so much money being made and the lobbyists are sharing the loot with Congress. Corporate media doesn't want to touch this story because they don't want to lose those lucrative advertising contracts. Everybody is making their choices solely based on money. And concern for the public good just isn't even a factor any longer.
Yeah, I've tried to get my local paper to do a story about it, but getting put off.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, I might be able to write my own story, but if I do, I'm sure they won't publish it.
Well, that's why you have to come to the independent media, because we're going to run those stories. Somebody else just sent me another peer-reviewed journal article pointing out the murder and suicide connection to these prescription medications. Don't waste your time with the corporate media any longer. They've already made, I'm looking at CNN. They're still back to, oh, the Super Bowl is coming, and a new stash of Beatles photos has been found. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. And they're still going on about this Manateo hoax, like we should care about that. And again, earlier today, you know, Beyonce promises she will not be lip-syncing for the Super Bowl. Who cares? You know, the corporate media has made itself irrelevant. Don't even waste your time with them. Come on over to Republic. Come on over to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Okay, and aloha. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take another phone call. Mike in Chicago. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Right. Bond market is a bubble. Commodities are in a bubble. Deficits are expanding. Fed is 0%. Unlimited debt, you know, purchasing. Where does this end with the IMF and China acquiring gold, and finally the United States is going to have to, they're going to get another credit downgrade? Is the IMF, where is this all going? People are, you know, it just seems the stock market is at all-time highs. None of this makes sense. I don't understand how people can even go to work anymore, because you know, everything is going to become too expensive. You know, money is going to be like a zombie. Governments are going to be zombies. People are going to wind up being zombies. When does this hit a wall? When there is some other type of a reserve currency backed up by something other than faith or IOUs. I don't understand.
Okay, well, part of the reason that none of this makes sense is because there is so much fraud that's rampant. We know LIBOR was being rigged. We know the mortgage-backed securities craze in the 2008 constituted a massive fraud. And that's the reason it doesn't make sense, because everybody's trying to analyze what's going on with the economy on the assumption that the financial centers are playing by the rules, and they're not. They're breaking the rules left and right. And a lot of it is manufactured for public consumption, including the manipulation of the stock market. Now, as far as the IMF is not going to gold. They are a private central bank issuing their currency as a loan at interest, just like any other. But for some reason, in recent months, the IMF has been a little more forthright about the economic realities of the world than many of its fellow institutions. They've gone public saying that, yes, Iceland did the right thing. And they've come out now with their analysis saying that China's gold-backed yuan is a far more attractive trade and reserve currency than the U.S. dollar right now. And so the ascendancy of the yuan is inevitable, barring the United States simply nuking Beijing to bring that to an absolute end. But as far as when it's all going to fall apart, it could happen at any time, with virtually no warning. You've got the derivatives exposure in Europe. You've got more and more countries talking about wanting their physical gold back from the New York Federal Reserve. The system is so interlocked and so strained, it's just going to take one event someplace to shatter it all. And what states... Go ahead.
I was going to say, the U.S. dollar looks like it's in a head and shoulders pattern. If it really starts to fall, that may be a sign that it's coming apart. What do you think?
That's one of the signs. The dollar is already falling. I mean, its value is in decline. It's certainly not trusted. A lot of people who are doing business with other countries are finding that their counterparties are saying, you have to pay us within so many days, because the way the dollar is losing value, our agreed to price on today, you know, if we're delayed getting paid by 2 months, we're losing money. And so, there's a tremendous strain on and a downforce. Right now, the dollar is being propped up by fear of America's military. And we're seeing the military being used to basically go out to the world's resource-rich areas and take control of them so that those resources are available only for dollars. And at that point, the theory is it won't matter how worthless the dollar itself is. The dollars are going to be basically, a piece of the action for the real physical wealth of these conquered nations. Unfortunately, this plan is not going to work because Russia and China are not going to go along with it. They're already drawing their lines in the sand, so to speak. Okay?
Right, okay. We'll just have to, sit on our hands and look for the signs.
Well, I don't know about sitting on our hands. I mean, we're in this very awkward situation where we're all facing a choice of, should the U.S. economy implode, or should we allow this current world war to proceed to a full-on nuclear combat? And I think of the two, most people are saying it would probably be better for ordinary people around the world if the U.S. economy tanked, because then the motive to escalate the war any further vanishes with that.
Amen to that. Very good. Okay.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Okay. Earlier in the week, we were talking about how the market riggers were trying to get the Dow to that 14,000 mark. It was like a goal, and they just barely missed Wednesday, and they barely missed yesterday. And today, they finally got it just a little over the mark. I don't know that it stuck there. In fact, I'm pretty sure that it declined after that. Let me take a look at the little numbers here. And no, it's still above 14,000. It's 14,005. Huzzah, huzzah. And the media is going crazy. Have you noticed that they're treating the stock market like it's a sporting event? We're going for the score. Next thing you know, they're going to have cheerleaders out there saying, go, Dow, go, higher, higher. Anyway, apparently there was a little bit of a gold run today because the February delivery on gold contracts apparently comes to something like 43 tons. And you have to ask, where's the 43 tons coming from? And, of course, the answer is that these gold futures contracts appear to be redeemed. These gold dealers will go back to the people of the contracts and say, we'll give you the cash value of the contract plus 20% if you'll skip getting your physical gold. And some of the people ill-informed are going for that because they're making money anyway. But I think the most likely reason that we're seeing the New York Federal Reserve dragging their heels on returning Germany's and potentially Switzerland's gold is because the gold has been leased out to these gold traders, the paper gold traders, to make good on their delivery contracts so that the commodities market doesn't implode. But now the gold is out and they can't get it back. And they don't want to buy it all at once because that would send gold prices right through the roof. And that's why they're saying, oh, it'll take 7-8 years. All righty. Now, we're always seeing the official unemployment rate at somewhere about 7%, 8%, something like that. We know that the real jobless rate in this country is somewhere around 40%, because people who have permanently left the labor force, they've run off the end of their benefits, they're no longer being counted, they're not included in that calculation. It's just more ways of using figures and arbitrary rules to lie to the American people. But apparently, during Obama's first term as president, 4 years, 8.5 million Americans permanently left the labor force. And as of the current numbers, 89 million Americans are without a job and not able to find one or get one. And in most cases have quit looking. Now, 89 million out of a total population of 330 million tells you just how bad things are going. And remember that when you calculate the jobless rate, you take out children who are too young to work and those who are too old. And that's where you get your real jobless rate. And it's well, well above what it was during the second greatest depression back in the 1930s. They call that one the Great Depression. We need a new name for this one. This is the Grand Depression because it's so much bigger than the Great Depression. We'll call it the Grand Depression. That'll put a positive spin on it. And that's where we are right now. Earlier in the week, we were talking about the abuses of the so-called internship programs that have become the norm in large American corporations, where you'll go to college, you'll go hideously into debt on your student loans, you'll come out of college expecting to find those high-paying jobs you were promised when you were seduced into going to college, and instead you have all these businesses saying, well, we have an internship program, and you will have to work for us for little or no pay for 4 to 6 months, and at the end of that time, we'll consider giving you a menial job for minimum wage. And they've worked out the numbers and discovered that kids who go to college, go into debt student loans, come out, go through this internship program, and then they wind up with some low-level job at these large corporations are actually worse off financially than kids who skipped college, went to work right out of high school, don't have these huge student loans that they're having to make payments on. And now there's a new aspect that's being called the permanent temp economy, and this is only going to be made worse by Obamacare. And that's where corporations, instead of hiring permanent staff, will simply say, we'll hire temps because we don't have to pay health insurance on temps. And we don't have to keep them around when the work is done. We'll get them in, work them hard, give them a little bit of money, and kick them on out. And it's becoming an almost permanent mode of operation with the large corporations. And it's another way that the quality of jobs in this country have been driven into major decline. And it's not always smart business sense. And I have seen this in the motion picture industry with these visual effects companies that decide they can save money. The money junkies think, oh, we can save a lot of money instead of having permanent staff. We'll just let everybody go and we'll hire freelancers only when we have work. The problem with that being is that they're not taking into account the value of the experience of somebody who's been working with their system. Because even though these days it's standardized software like Maya or 3D Studio Max, the reality is every shop's configuration is different, their rendering farms are different, and the learning curve can be as long as 3 months to get somebody up to speed to work productively within a facility. And so they'll actually wind up having to hire more freelancers to get the work done for a project. But that's the new mentality. We only need workers when we have work. And I think the quality of the finished product suffers for it. And I don't think it's as cost effective as the money junkies like to think. But again, because of Obamacare, having permanent staff is now prohibitively expensive. By the way, according to the Internal Revenue Service, they are now estimating that the cheapest possible health insurance plan available in 2016 for a family of four will cost $20,000 per year. And you will be required to buy that health insurance policy for $20,000 a year or pay the same money to the Internal Revenue Service as a fine. There we are. Apparently, Equifax, which is a credit rating agency, in fact, it's one of the nation's largest credit reporting agencies, is now openly selling all the information it has collected on people with credit cards or car loans or home loans or mortgages to debt collectors. This is a hideous breach of privacy. But it's the money junkies looking out for each other. All this data that was collected on you because you went out and got a credit card or a car loan is now being sold to debt collectors. So they know where to find you, where you work, who's got the note on your car to make it easier for them to come and apply pressure to you to collect debts. It's a hideously abusive situation. There were laws that were supposed to protect the privacy of your data, and they're being flagrantly violated. And so far, nobody's been arrested. And it's another reminder, you should never trust anybody with your personal private data. Doesn't matter how much they say they'll guard your privacy or what laws are in effect. It's open season on you. And that's another reason for you never, ever, ever put anything important on the cloud. It's open season on your personal life in this country here. Okay, New Yorkers are mourning the passing of former Mayor Ed Cox, who he was 88 years old, very colorful man. And so he is now no longer with us. 88, that's a good life. You know, I think most of us would be happy if we made it to our 80s. He was almost 90. Over in Philadelphia, apparently 9 judges have been charged for ticket fixing. That's how bad the corruption was over there. If you were willing to slip something to the judge under the bench, he'd make the problem go away. Apparently, the defense attorneys are saying the judges didn't make that much money from the favors, and heck, they've been doing that for almost a century now, so why are you making a fuss now? Can you imagine that? These judges are charged for fixing tickets, and their defense is, hey, we've been doing it all along. No bit. Why are you making a fuss about this? This is just the way these things actually work. Now, earlier in the week, we were talking about this very angry military judge presiding at the trial of these 5 guys who've been waterboarded into confessing to 9/11. And apparently, somebody cut the audiovisual feed because there's supposed to be public access to this trial. And it wasn't the guy who's officially there to protect government secrets. And now the judge is furious. And he's saying he wants guarantees that only this one guy can cut the audio feed. He doesn't know who else has got a kill switch on this or how many of them are, but he's very, very angry about that. It's a kangaroo court anyway. These guys don't have a chance. All righty. Let's see. The national security state has an annual budget of around $1 trillion, most of it going to private companies that the federal government has given contracts to turn the American police into a paramilitary force. It's another sign of the impending dictatorship. Meanwhile, another small oopsie, a Russian rocket carrying a U.S. communications satellite plunged into the Pacific Ocean about 40 seconds after launch. It's a bad one there. Meanwhile, over in India, they had a major hailstorm where the hailstones were so large, they killed 9 people, destroyed crops, wrecked the roofs on houses, killed livestock. It was a 20-minute hailstorm. This is in India, which isn't exactly known for heavy winter weather. Al Gore is out there screaming, those aren't hailstones, they're global warming pellets. Because the world is warmer and there's no more winter and snow's a thing of the past. And that white stuff all over the ground, that's not snow, that's white lumpy rain. Still trying to raise on that busted Flushing. And Obama's still pushing carbon tax to fight global warming. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to Bank and Trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Earlier in the week, we were talking about how there is this huge push to continue to force digital rights management into everything to do with computers. Now, Apple dropped all of that nonsense in 2009, did not harm their profits. People weren't stealing their music. They were buying their music because they made it pain-free to do so. Click on the music, you get the music. No headaches with all this DRM stuff. But the DRMers, the lawyers are still out there trying to force it. And I want to give you an example of just how silly it gets. Somebody just sent me a link to the Sydney Morning Herald down in Australia. They are running on their website the documentary 9/11 Explosive Evidence. When I, sitting here in Hawaii of the United States of America, at least in theory, click on the link, I get the message, content unavailable. The video is not authorized for your location. Now, this video was produced by Richard Gage here in the United States of America. And it's sort of boggles the mind how a documentary they are showing on their website for free is not available in the country where the documentary was produced. But that's just how nonsensical all of this stuff has become. Now, you can watch the documentary here in the United States of America, just not on the Sydney Morning Herald, which is going to cost the Sydney Morning Herald a lot of business and a lot of ad revenues here. Now, a video that we did just put up on whatreallyhappened.com refers to an historical event that took place in 1946 called the Battle of Athens. And this was a circumstance where a wealthy family had seized control of the political machine in Athens and Etowah, Tennessee. And the elections were rigged, and they kept themselves in power, and they just, you know, drew off the tax revenues to make themselves rich. And it reached a boiling point where World War II veterans with legally owned firearms made sure the elections were going to be honest and broke the back of the political machine. And I put it up there specifically for Jon Stewart over at The Daily Show because of his last night's yuck, yuck, yuck. Oh, how silly to think that we, the American people, need to protect our rights and liberties with force of arms because we've already had to do it. John. All right. Over in Washington State, they're introducing a new bill requiring GMO labeling, it's like California's Prop 37. So Monsanto's probably already going over there and saying, oh, you radio and TV stations and newspapers in Washington, you'd better attack this or we'll pull our advertising. But there's a growing groundswell of awareness of just how dangerous these products are. And ultimately, the people will prevail on this one. Going to take a break for station identification. Claire will be joining us after these few words.